We're back. Going to get some barks from the dog pound brought to you by Rosewood Grill in Hudson and Strongville. See what everyone's talking about at rosewoodgrill.com. You know, Vic, I love to get in my F-150 from Liberty Ford and drive out to Hudson and go to Rosewood Grill because it really is delicious. It's got They have great drinks, great food. I'd recommend everybody check it out there. Now, I know we got some calls out there. We're going to get some tweets as well. Dino, who we got up first here? Will in Brook Park. Welcome to CBD.
Hey, guys.
How you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm pretty fired up. I feel invigorated by this decision to start Hoyer today. I'm shocked by it, but I was hoping for it because I feel like we might actually have an NFL quarterback under center this week instead of just a guy who throws a pretty ball. Mm. Now, maybe Whedon can get it at some point. I know that Hoyer can't make deep throws like that, but right now all I want to see is throws to Obanaya and T. Rich and Cameron that he missed in the first two games. I want to see a guy who can make those throws, and I'm confident that Hoyer can make those throws. Just make the simple plays that are out there. Read the defense, audible, and manage the game, and let's have a good season and move on to next year. And I'm confident we're probably going to go quarterback in the first round, and that's fine. But let's just have an entertaining season this season, and I'm optimistic and hopeful that Hoyer will provide that.
Okay. Yes, certainly. Listen,
what he said about thrower versus quarterback is
interesting.
It's interesting, and it's a valid point because one thing Brandon Whedon has not consistently proven is that he is the complete guy at quarterback. There's more to the position than throwing, as the caller just said, the pretty ball, the long, you know, that
sure.
Kind of strong arm.
Yeah, I think it's a fair point that's brought up. And right now, listen. We know what we've seen from Brandon Whedon. We don't know what we're going to get from Brian Hoyer. So in this case, the uncertainty is exciting because at least you feel like it's different and hopefully we'll be better. So we'll see. We'll see how that goes.
By the way, just want to tell you that you stay connected to the Cleveland Browns, the latest news and photos and videos and more. You visit clevelandbrowns.com, download our mobile app, like us on Facebook, and follow us on Twitter and Instagram. Dave DiNatale, our producer.
Yes.
You got some tweets, bud?
Oh, we got a ton of tweets. You can follow us at Browns_daily from JBZ. If Brian Hoyer makes it work in Cleveland, he will have a job forever.
No argument there. This could be one of those great, historic, great American football stories. It really could be. I mean, the hometown kid, just going into Minnesota, and he doesn't have to be spectacular. He leads them to their first victory, the hometown guy in his first start as a Brown and his second NFL start. That's going to be a nice story to tell.
It will be a great story to tell. I hope it happens, and I think it'll make next Monday's show a lot more fun than this Monday's show was.
Yeah, we still got tomorrow and Friday's show.
Yeah, but we're going to get down and we're going to break down the game. So I enjoy those shows. I like when we get down into the matchups.
What else, Dino?
Josh Bradshaw, how's Hoyer going to fix the offense, get Trent yards, stop screen from giving up third downs, and get punts greater than 30 yards?
Super Brian will
That's
do that.
That's right. He can
Super
do that. He's got that. Also, here as we get ready to wrap things up, guys, one more for you. I didn't think this was the case, but Sam Chambers, listening to the Browns Daily crew, this was an hour ago, throw most of the roster under the bus. Wow. Never heard anything like this in my 53 years. I don't think you guys threw the roster under the bus.
You threw the roster under the bus?
No, I think
the points about the players, the core players that had already been here, saying that was what they're revamping.
We're here to call it like we see it. And when you tap stats like the fact that Mitchell Schwartz has given up the most sacks in the NFL, the fact that Trent Richardson has the fewest number of 15-yard runs in the NFL for running back with that many carries, they're facts. That's what facts are. And unfortunately, they're not pretty facts. And believe me, Vic and I would love to have a bunch of pretty facts to talk about here with the Cleveland Browns instead of what we've gotten thus far. And that's the bottom line.
We're also sharing more of what we know than what we think, given just being here in the building, just for what that's worth. That's why we're positioned here with this show. Want to thank Solomon Wilcox for being on this show, Mary Kay Cabot for being here as well, Gerard Cherry, who will be coming up with Huli and Gerard. That'll be coming up momentarily. Dave DiNatale, our outstanding producer. Our calls, thank you for being part of the show and engaging with us. And we
appreciate
will
it.
Be back with you again tomorrow. Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850.
WKNR. Here we go, Brownies. Here we go. Hoyer.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.